This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. On Sunday, Irish poet Seamus Heaney will be awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature at a ceremony in Stockholm, Sweden. Book critic Maureen Corrigan shares some recollections of her brush with greatness.
The day the Nobel Prizes were announced in early October, my phone rang and I heard a voice I hadn't heard in years. It was that of an old college friend, and her abrupt greeting went like this. "Maureen, it's Pat. Isn't it wonderful?" I knew instantly what she meant, and I also knew how she'd spent the earlier part of that day. Like me, she had probably opened some well-thumbed volumes of poetry and reread the most memorable verses, those with titles like Bog Queen, Fieldwork, and Station Island. Then she no doubt turned to the first page of each volume and read the inscriptions. In my edition of North, there's a cryptic one that reads, "For Maureen, Dance the Dance, Seamus, August 1975. The future Seamus Heaney scholar who reads those lines long after I'm gone will be stumped. But to me, they bring back memories of a raucous summer night in the courtyard of an Irish pub after a poetry reading. A bunch of poets and poetry lovers were whirling around, dancing, I think, to the music of Van Morrison. And at one point, Seamus Heaney rescued me from the gropings of a whiskey-soaked, lesser Irish poet. I was a starry-eyed young thing who believed the only thoughts poets had on their minds were about art and beauty. That was a long time ago. Pat and I were in Ireland that summer with a couple of college classmates because of a wonderful English professor who invited us to come over with her and study Yeats. We traveled all around the country, but wherever we went, Seamus Heaney kept turning up. Because my professor and he were friends, we ate dinners and closed pubs together. With the blaséness of youth, we students all called him Seamus and peppered him with legitimate but unsophisticated questions like, "How do you know when you've ended a poem?" and "Do you ever run out of ideas?" He answered every question with good humor and took all of us students seriously. I didn't learn until much later on, when I began teaching myself, how hard that can be to do. That extraordinary summer, which passed for me in a golden haze of Guinness and poetry, marked a turning point in Heaney's life as well. A Catholic from Northern Ireland, he had recently moved with his family to Dublin, and the poetry he wrote through the 1970s and beyond became increasingly political, as though distance from the violence freed his voice. Even in his political poems, however, Heaney has never lost his trademark visceralness. When he writes about the sound of an all-night drubbing rain or the earthy stench of bogs, you're there. In a just-published collection of essays entitled The Redress of Poetry, Heaney talks a lot about how poetry can and does change the world. "The world is different," he says, "after it has been read by a Shakespeare or an Emily Dickinson or a Samuel Beckett, because it has been augmented by their reading of it." Lots of his readers would add Heaney's own name to that illustrious list. At least on this occasion, the Nobel Academy has acknowledged genuine greatness, bestowing its honor on a writer whose capacious vision and precisely beautiful language rivals any English language poet of the 20th century. After the summer of 75, the only times I've seen Heaney have been from afar, at monster poetry readings in large auditoriums. He wouldn't remember me, but I'll never forget his kindness. I know it's dangerous to generalize about a person's character from one summer. For all I know, Heaney could nurse a secret predilection for skinning cats, but I don't think so. As far as my old friend Pat and I are concerned, the Nobel Prize couldn't be awarded to a nicer guy.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. This is Fresh Air.